The Texas Senate has approved a redistricting map in a heated battle over the composition of Texas congressional delegations to come. Earlier this summer, Democrats from both the House and Senate fled to Oklahoma and New Mexico to deny Republicans a quorum. Democrats are back now, and the story has taken some strange turns. NPR's Wade Goodwin is in Austin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday was a good day if you're a Texas Republican.
Well, you know, if only it were so simple. What is straightforward is that it was a bad day if you were a Texas Democrat. Watching the debate on the Senate floor, you got a good sense of why the Democrats fled to Oklahoma and New Mexico, because short of breaking a quorum, they just had no power to do anything but make protest speeches. The Republicans rolled right over them. This used to be a political entity that prided itself on bipartisanship. They'd anointed themselves the greatest legislative body in the world. That phrase came up quite a few times in speeches yesterday, but it was evoked as a lament for something that had been lost. The Democrats defended their decision to leave the state and stand on principle, and they chastised their Republican colleagues for levying hefty fines on them and taking away their parking spaces, making their staff sit in the gallery above the Senate floor. And they said if they had to do it all over again, they'd leave the state. So, you know, as their ship sank beneath the waves yesterday, the Democrats stood gallantly on the bow.
So Republicans in the House and Senate have both passed redistricting maps that they like. So that's it?
No, it just means the Democrats are out of it. Now the fight's going to be between Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate. On one side is House Speaker Tom Craddock. He's from Midland in West Texas, which is in the heart of the oil-rich Permian Basin. And he wants a new congressional seat for Midland. He says it is time for the oil industry to have its own congressman. But in order to do that, they've got to redraw the line so that Lubbock in the Panhandle loses their congressman. There's a conservative Democrat up there named Charlie Stenholm, and he's the ranking Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee, and he is well-loved for all he's done for farmers for 20-plus years. Even though the district is dominated by Republicans, they like their conservative Democrat Stenholm. So get this, the person defending Stenholm in this fight is Lubbock's Republican Senator Bob Duncan, and Duncan's the chair of the Redistricting Senate Committee. So on the one side, you've got the Republican Speaker of the House and the oil industry, and on the other side, you have a Republican Senator, farmers and ranchers, and a conservative Democrat they all like. That's Texas for you.
Well, can you tell who's going to win yet?
No, it's a pretty even battle. Craddock, the House Speaker, has got a lot of power, and he's got the House in lockstep. His map gives the Republicans the most congressional seats, six more than they currently have. And that means Tom DeLay, the House Majority Leader's in Craddock's corner, because he'd like to be Speaker someday, and the more Texas Republicans beholden to him, the better. And although the Republicans of Texas won't say this on the record, they'll whisper to you that the White House, Karl Rove, and President Bush are also on Craddock's side. But on the other side of the Texas Senate, I had one powerful Republican senator tell me yesterday that DeLay, Rove, and Bush don't have a vote in the Texas Senate, and the Senate's going to back their colleague from Lubbock in his map.
So after Texas spent millions on three special sessions and Democrats went to Oklahoma and New Mexico to break quorums, Republicans can't agree among themselves.
It's possible. You know, all the reasons you just mentioned, there's enormous pressure on the Republicans to get this job done. Everybody was making jokes about the missing in action Democrats. You can imagine what they're going to say about the Republicans if after all this they can't agree on a map. I was sitting in the Republican Lieutenant Governor's office yesterday waiting for an interview, and every 5 minutes the phone rang, and the secretary there had to soothe some angry voter who was calling in to vent. In between the calls, I asked her, you know, what's the ratio of people who are calling to support redistricting and those opposed? And she paused and looked at me for a few seconds, then she smiled and she said, well, you know, they're all mad. I'm not getting any calls in support.
NPR's Wade Goodwin in Austin, Texas.